Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
President Trump launched his 2020 re-election bid in Orlando last night, presenting himself again as a political insurgent who has been battling a system that's been rigged against him from the start.
Sounds like he was going against Hillary Clinton again, like he was 4 years ago. And therefore, that is CBS's Stephen Portnoy, who's on the news line right now. Stephen?
There was a lot we heard last night here, gentlemen, that sounded like what we've heard before. The president essentially played his greatest hits. And it's funny because it was 24 hours ago we were talking about this. He was comparing himself to essentially a rock musician, that only someone with a guitar could bring out the kind of crowds that he did. And so President Trump played his greatest hits last night. You heard some of the same themes, some of the same chants about building the wall and going after Hillary Clinton and going after the press. The president said that this election next year will essentially be a referendum or a verdict on the Russia investigation. He said, if you want to shut down this rigged system once and for all, show up November 3rd. He cast himself as a target, as a president who's been under siege. And yet he says that the country's future has never looked brighter or sharper. And he says that he's essentially done more than any president since George Washington. The argument that he gave last night wasn't much different from what we've heard before, and this was the 59th rally the president's held since becoming president. He obviously believes that the key to his reelection is to do what he's been doing so far.
Also of note were the remarks from the Trump campaign manager about polling and whether or not that model works today, given everything that Trump has been saying about the polls, not really reflecting his value.
Absolutely, Paul. Really interesting insights, and I hope you get a chance to listen to Major Garrett's program, The Takeout, Friday nights on this radio station, also available as a podcast. Major interviewed Brad Parscale, the president's campaign manager, and essentially what he says is that the idea of calling maybe a few hundred people, 1,200 people in the country, to get a sense, a representative sample of how they might vote, is no longer a decent way to predict electoral outcomes, and people who study public opinion research would probably say that there's more to the science than that. But look, Brad Parscale was one of the people who were close to Donald Trump who said he was going to win, and he was right. A lot of other people were wrong. And so now he's campaign manager, and essentially what he says is that that he has data based on Facebook and other kind of analytics and the way people buy things and how they behave that he thinks is a better predictor of how they'll vote. That's why he says he's pretty confident that Donald Trump will win in an electoral landslide, that is, with more electoral votes than he won in 2016, which means with more states than he won in 2016.
Stephen Portnoy from Washington. Thanks, Steve.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.